Welcome to the final episode of season three. That's right. 3 years of the Self-Consciousness Podcast. 3 years of self-conscious expression with yours truly and countless other guests. Today's episode is part two to last week's part one. I don't think you really need to listen to that one first, but you might. Hopefully the car that's beeping out, what's with all the noises? Well, like, hopefully the car that's alarm is going off, you can't hear, but whatever. It's an urgent episode, so right, everything fits. So I'm making this attempt to really round out 2023 with 80 episodes in total. So, you know, not bad for a non-weekly / whenever it strikes kind of airing schedule. So thank you for being with me since the beginning. Now, we're going to start off with a very simple visualization. This is going to be something to help you connect to your breath, something to help you connect to the movement of energy in your body. So kind of keep that in mind while we do that. So please don't be operating heavy machinery during this part of the podcast. Thank you very much. So as you find a seat, you're going to allow your body to settle into a position where it feels most supported. So grab any pillows you might need to help prop parts of your body. Anything that you need to help you get into that feeling of being settled in your body. Go ahead, I'll wait. Just kidding. Put it on pause. Now your feet are going to be flat on the floor, hip distance apart. Bring your awareness to your pelvis and you're going to slightly tip it forward, making room for your enormous tail so that your shoulders relax back. It's a very subtle movement. You're going to gently close your eyes. And you're just going to start taking natural breaths. So you're going to inhale through your nose or your mouth, whichever is more comfortable for you. And with each inhale, go a little deeper into your breath. Now you're going to imagine that your body is an actual tree. You feel your toes, feet, ankles stretch out as your roots down, down below the earth, finding nourishment. And on your next inhale, you're going to draw up this supportive, loving energy from the earth up through your roots, through your trunk, and into the body of your tree. And as you exhale, you're going to let out a sigh as loud as you want it to be. And on your next inhale, you're going to focus on your fingers, your hands, your arms, as the branches of your tree reaching up to the sun. You can even move your arms right now, reaching up to the sun, feeling held by the cosmos. And with this inhale, you're going to draw this nourishing energy down into your tree body. And on that exhale, you're going to let out a nice big sigh. Now focus on your next inhale, drawing up life force energy from the earth and exhaling with a sigh. And then inhaling again through the tops of your branches outstretched, receiving source energy from the universe again, exhaling with a sigh. And you're going to continue this alternating, inhaling from your roots, feeling grounded into the earth, sigh. Deep inhale from the highest point of your tree, drawing down that higher love, and sigh. And as you continue this process, notice how the energy in your body feels. Notice what direction it's moving in. Now you're going to slowly wiggle your toes, your fingers, and return to your human body. And gently open your eyes. I really love using a tree as a wonderful symbol of life on Earth, how we can stabilize into the ground, how we can connect to the above and the below. Now remember, we're here to connect these two. We're here to experience the connection of these two, and hopefully not drive ourselves totally crazy. Although I don't know that that's really working. Anyway, I had a lot of questions in my recent download that I talked about in part one. You know, I was kind of exposing I was exposing myself to a lot of messages about the future and kind of like what's in store. Of course, I feel like it's not crazy to imagine that there could be something big and even hard. I mean, it's already happening. We'll just say that. Things are miserable for so many people around the world right now. And, you know, it's hard to imagine a future of positivity. I know there's a lot of people in the spiritual world who are very positive. However, I still feel like there's a lot of there's a lot that we still have to kind of explore and be real about. So this all sort of informed my request for the download. You know, the biggest question I had to my guidance system was, what can I share? What is a message for where we are currently? You know, and I will warn you, I've been having these, well, I've found myself aligning with certain messages about our near future. You know, very negative ones. They felt right, but they also feel extremely scary. So this information is very much tinged with like, oh, hey, when is the world going to go up in flames? Just curious. Just want to know what I need to pack, if I'm packing anything. So while some of my personal questions were addressed, I urge you to keep that in mind. So these a lot of this is tinged with my own pessimism and fear. So I urge you to feel into your own interpretations and really just drawing down that higher version of yourself to be able to discern if any of these messages are for you. I think it's very important that whenever you see anyone giving you a download or a channel, remember that they might not always be asking if that question is for everybody. It might just be a message for them. So please take all of this with a huge grain of salt. So hold on to your own power as you listen. And so here we go. Following through on your highest and greatest joy will provide the basis for your survival as we move through these oceans of tempest. Waves will be rough and will rise up to swallow you. And you may ask, what can keep me afloat? And the answer is gentleness, generosity of heart, fueled by self-determination, and a refusal to withstand the challenges that others expect you to face. Now, this sentence didn't come through like that. It came through completely different. And I had to actually run it through chat. I ran it through ChatGPT to see if I was understanding the same thing that a robot was. And the robot was, yeah, kind of cleared it out for me. So, you know, I felt very much a sense of, this is me, not the channel. I felt very much a sense of like a withering soul. So like my soul was just having a rough time. But there was a connection made in the download between a withering soul and also renouncing the futures that are being presented to us. Hopefully that makes sense. So here is where I was asking about what feels like a more violent future. This will not and cannot be your future. Is there a chance? Yes, there is always a chance. There is always the chance of anything, but these times necessitate a new way of being, a new way of seeing, and first and foremost, starting with ourselves. We have to release the hopes of others that live around us. The word that came through was jurisdiction, which seemed very official. But I kind of came back with this like curiosity, like where are we going to be once this is over? Like how do we deal with any potential calamities? Like how are we going to rise? And the answer that came back was this: we cannot suffer indignation and be expected to rise. We cannot suffer atrocities and still expect ourselves to rise. We must decide what is our fuel and what is our extinguisher. We must generate our own sources of light. Deciding and choosing where one should place their energy and how to use our energy. Sometimes this will mean we are paralyzed by a rational fear. But remember, withstanding pain and torture is not ideal. It's not a payment anyone must make. Corruption lies within. The insanity lies without. Insanity will swallow us whole if we allow it. We keep creating this torturous cycle of imperfection or poverty of thought by disclosing private thoughts or opinions, by breaching certain subjects. This, I'm assuming, means something about sort of like the way everyone's talking on social media. We must not do this to ourselves any longer. So then I ask, well, what about all the people speaking up about bombings and injustice that's been perpetrated? And the answer that came back was this: these people are perpetrating that violence with their voices, with their impunity, with a rudimentary understanding of control. Those with power will promote a false ideology about individual power and control. Remember that. Those who already have the power are gonna keep promoting this false ideology about you having your individual power and control. So be wary of anyone with material power espousing, I never use that word, a false projection of every voice has its say. Okay, democracy is a long abandoned belief system that has no place in today's world. But the holding onto of this narrative merely takes people's power away. If those in power happen to be listening to this podcast, yeah, right. They're only hearing discontent directed towards their own mantle of leadership. They will never relinquish the glamour of their influence. You have to be quite, this is part of the channel, you have to be quite the psycho to want to lead a nation. In the current political climate of aristocracy, masking itself as democracy, there is a deep desire to control the populations of the world, to make large sweeping plays towards power, using trauma, degradation and people's free will against themselves from all sides. Conflict breeds warriors, and warriors will war. A true warrior comes to the defense of others in danger. This is, I think, alludes to like how we used to define warrior. People who do not manage their own sense of bravery, nobility, and usefulness will undoubtedly erase their soul's desires to heal, to lighten, and to love. I'm going to say that one more time. People who do not manage their own sense of bravery, nobility, and usefulness will undoubtedly erase their soul's desires to heal, to lighten, and to love. So then I kind of ask, like, usefulness, eh? What is, like, where does that? That seems like a very simple, like, word that shouldn't offend anybody. And what came back was, usefulness comes from an implied unworthiness, and one can replace that with an efficiency. If people are feeling bad, they can only address their own suffering first and foremost before applying their usefulness to other causes they believe in. Hopefully that makes sense. Our beliefs are very rarely our own. Modern humans are barely allowed to think for themselves, let alone feel their own deeper truths. Your only responsibility is to yourself. Responsibility has been wielded in the past to promote a sense of ownership by another. And yes, your only sense of ownership is to yourself. Owning an object, owning a pet or a plant, ownership has an inherent violence. Ownership denotes a being's in access to their own power. In access is not really a word, but it basically implies that someone doesn't have access to their own power. Owning land is a farce. Owning a cat or a dog is deeply flawed. Even the word guardianship is flawed. Care or caretaking is the most organic divine human terms we can use here. So what happens now? We are flawed. We are diverse. We are varied. Each individual, while part of a whole, has their place in the sphere of humanity. This sphere of humanity that we are sitting on right now. This imaginary stronghold of perfection, of peace even, is an illusion. Peace only comes through one's own heart. Then I ask, can peace be given? The word peace has lost its meaning. To some, it means no more weapons or fighting, but that is simply a choice we have continued to make. Everything in our world is directed towards violence. Acts of violence towards ourselves, towards others. Peace just is. It exists. It is a certain state of an energy. It is a certain state. It is an energy. It's a frequency that is everywhere. We need only align with it. The distortion is the effect of outside influences to control aspects. Peace is a resting state that exists in all things. It can be associated with what we think of as love. We need only access this underlying river to pluck this cord. Peace cannot occur until humanity removes these cluttered lenses through which we view ourselves and all others. We must first acknowledge our lenses. We must honor our own lived experiences and the lived experiences of our ancestors that are percolating within each of us, especially now. Only then will we find space for the lived experiences of others. The current conflicts are perpetuating a zero-sum, winner-take-all on every level of discourse and interaction, whether comments on your social media or bombing people to bits. It is a spectrum of conflict that infiltrates every aspect, and to deny this is to deny reality. So that was the end of the channel. Yeah, dark. So what then do you care to address in, I guess, your part of reality? I think it's just more important now to understand and work through your own shadows and to understand how your energy works. I've been saying this for a very long time. Your energy threads basically aim to spiral, right? Your energy, your emotion, the way energy moves is spiral. And if you're sitting in a body that's aiming to spiral, sometimes that energy gets stuck, or what we think of as blocked. These energies are usually not recognized or registered or not even detected by your system. They can become dissected, which is also a part of manipulation, and they can get knotted up. So if these threads of emotion or energy are not recognized, they repeat, they loop or cycle. So I almost urge you not to use the word, I'm spiraling. No, you're looping. You're cycling. We should be expanding in spirals, you know? But when we just continue going around in the same loop or the cycle, our energy has not been recognized or understood or processed through. So listen, I mean, we all come from fucked up places. Our human family has explored so much cruelty and suffering, but we can choose to be more conscious and compassionate. Excuse me. Every person who is touched by inhumanity, every person that's touched by whatever they're witnessing as total inhumane behavior, must also put themselves in the opposition's shoes. Do the responsible thing and get to the feeling of how that would be for you. Basic empathy, basic. Not becoming another person's suffering, but allowing yourself to be affected by it and then to process it as fully as you can in your own body, deciding for yourself what, if any, action will come of it. Now, action is an abused word. Action has been... action right now just feels violent. But there's other kinds of actions that are less violent because the violence has to stop. We need time to heal. It just has to stop. It has to stop everywhere. This is our mirroring exercise. We wanted one. We must have wanted one. In order for the human race to wake up, here's a perfect exercise. Where are we taking it? This is our chance to rise above violence and to meet each other in full awareness with space for all of the feelings, all of the thoughts. But again, action now is different. Action is rest. Action is healing, compassion, consideration, respect, and love. I hope you find rest and renewal in these darker days. And I also urge you to stay alert when you're in the void. Keep your awareness in that womb state. And really use this time to kind of slow down where you can. And yeah, what a fun trip. Happy New Year. I hope you got something out of this episode. Your action might also be to unsubscribe, and that's okay too. You know, I really do hope you have a wonderful New Year. I do ask you to rate, review, and subscribe. If this isn't your jam, walk away now. I wish you all just more access to your own heart, clearer lenses when you can remember to. And just all the love in the world. Thank you so much for listening. See you next year.